With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran's president says he has now instructed the country's foreign minister to, quote, pursue fair and equitable negotiations with the United States. No official word as yet from the Trump administration. A complaint has been dismissed against a judge who challenged the administration over deportation orders.
A misconduct complaint against U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg was dismissed in December. The Justice Department alleged that Boasberg made comments at a closed-door conference last year that the Trump administration would trigger a constitutional crisis by disregarding federal court rulings. The March 2025 meeting took place days before Boasberg issued an order blocking deportation flights. Chief Judge Jeffrey Sutton of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says that the Justice Department did not provide proof of Boasberg's actual comments and that such comments, if made, would not be in violation of ethics rules. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Now, critics say that lax police enforcement may have played a role in several weather-related deaths in New York City. Here's Bob Agnew with more on that story.
Several people have died in New York during the recent cold snap, and hypothermia is suspected of playing a role in the majority of cases. Critics say Mayor Zohran Mamdani's emphasis on voluntary shelter placement leaves vulnerable people exposed during dangerous weather. They argue that the broader use of enforcement involuntary intervention, especially for those with severe mental illness or addiction who refuse shelter, might have saved lives. Bob Agner reporting.
A former president and his wife have now agreed to testify before the House Oversight Committee in that probe into the Jeffrey Epstein matter. Bill and Hillary Clinton had faced possible contempt of Congress charges. This is SRN News. An abortion group in New York now campaigning in the South. Michael Harrington explains.
Mayday Health has been plastering gas stations in rural Kentucky and West Virginia with ads for abortion pills. Both states are pro-life, and the Kentucky Attorney General has launched an investigation. Russell Coleman says, quote, out-of-state activist groups who are targeting the vulnerable here should be on notice. Keep your illegal pills out of our Commonwealth or face the full weight of the law. More than 100 gas stations were targeted. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo telling the Vatican Doctrine Office to uphold truth, justice, and charity when deciding priest sex abuse cases. First American Pope dedicated only a small part of his speech to the widening abuse scandal during an address to members of the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith. This is SRN News. Trump administration will issue body-worn cameras to every Homeland Security officer, including those from ICE. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The announcement came from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem as the administration tries to alleviate tensions in Minneapolis after the fatal shootings of two U.S. citizens by federal agents. Noem said the body-worn camera program is being expanded nationwide as funding becomes available. At the White House, President Trump said the decision was up to the secretary, but said that he thought it was generally good for law enforcement to wear cameras. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says there have been no discussions with the union about adding an 18th game to the season. NFL added a 17th game in 2021. Goodell has expressed some interest in the past of maybe adding that 18th game. More details, srnnews.com.